Blog Talk Radio.
I actually pressed the start button early, like 20 seconds early. And by the way, my co-host Dyden is in the background. He says hello on maybe Run My Valley. I don't know. He keeps it interesting, and he doesn't snore. So anyway, I'm Anita, and this is Rambles. And yeah, Thanksgiving was Thursday, if you're American, and I did not do any Black Friday shopping. No, I take that back. I did go by Target on Friday because I like walking around the Targets near my place. I know it's odd, but yeah, I like that Target. I like most Targets, except for like the one in the Metropolitan. I know it's a small space, but it doesn't seem as airy as it used to be. But that's another topic for another day. So that was the extent of my Black Friday shopping. I'm going to do some cyber shopping, hopefully. And if anybody would like to do some early Christmas shopping for soaps or pottery, my email is ICAGA2004@gmail.com. And yes, on my page, that is a picture of the soaps I make. I think I'll do that one in peppermint because I can change up the scents. So anyway, if you like information, just email me. But back to my Black Friday day, National Novel Writing Month. Today is the last day, so I'm happy. And like, what am I going to add to this thing? I've got over 3,500 words to write, and I don't feel like it. Oh my gosh. Every year I sign up, and yeah, I'll get to the, 3,000 word or less than 4,000 word mark on the last day, and I'm like, where am I going to take this thing? Where? Or where am I going? I don't know why I sign up every year. Well, for the last couple of years, and for 17 and 18, I did finish, and I'm happy. I think that's why I do it. It's an accomplishment. I'm in shape. A very round shape. So marathons and stuff at the moment are not my thing. I didn't want to do one when I turned 35. And as you can see, I'm 36 and I still haven't done one. So this is my masochistic version of a marathon. So, yeah, I've just answered my own question. And as I put in previous podcasts, I did vote in this year's, in the midterms. So that is something. And next year is the 2020 election, because obviously next year is 2020. Yes, I'm one of those people who wants to hear Barbara Walters say that, because when I was little, she used to host 2020. Yes, the old lady who used to be on The View is an accomplished journalist, so that would be a very interesting wink and nod to 2020. And hopefully the world won't end. But then at the same time, people said that 20 years ago, which is so weird that I was alive when the millennium changed. And technically it didn't change until the year I graduated, which was 01, because nobody likes to talk about the fact that there was no zero year. Yes, there was no zero AD. So technically, and I know that makes a lot of people who graduated almost 20 years ago mad, you're technically not the year of the new millennium. So, yeah, I know. That's horrible to say, but it's true. Anyway, there is the 2020 election, and I hope, even if I don't agree with NCUs, if you're, just vote. That's how I feel. That's to the point. It's your American right to vote, so actually use it. Yeah, that's all I'm going to say about that. And movies. I did watch some movies before Thanksgiving. I finally watched The Avengers, the first one. I'm not a movie person, which is interesting because I've taught a screenplay writing class. The storytelling aspect, yes, because it's just like writing a book, almost. You're just doing it in a different format. The rules still apply to storytelling. You know, you have a protagonist. They may have a journey home. You give the reader slash watcher what they want in a way they don't want it. Basically, like my screenplay writing teacher said about one of his friends, she always wanted a purse. And he finally asked her husband, it's like, well, if you already know what kind of purse she wants, what's the point? He's like, it's what's in the purse that's the surprise to her. Yes, she chose the purse, but she could still be surprised by what's in the purse. And that's how it is with storytelling. What's in the purse? So, both of those, because they are oddly both literary, but one's a visual literary and one's a, well, I guess technically they're both visual literary because you're going to read something you see, will you? Unless you're blind. But, okay, another topic, another day. So, yeah. And food. Yes, there was food. There was pumpkin cake, not pie, but a cake with cream cheese. That was good. There were ribs. There was turkey. There were rings. So, yeah, there was good food. And this is like the food time, so if you're a masochist, go on a diet during this time. If you have willpower, this is a test of willpower on a diet. These last 6 weeks of the year, because everywhere you go, it's going to be food. Food. Lots and lots of food. And another thing, if you're truly brave, mentally prep yourself now for January 1st, because almost everybody's going to have that, I want to lose weight for the new year. So get your workouts in now if you're going to follow that, because once January 1st, I'll even say Valentine's Day, because some people still want to look you for Valentine's Day, it's going to be crowded. The gym is going to be like a nightclub. It's going to be like Studio 54 in 1977. And I know there are people who don't get that reference, so I'll give an explanatory comma. Studio 54 was a nightclub in New York where a lot of celebrities hung out. And so one of the drug addicted owners got in trouble for tax. He went to jail. I think him and his partner went to jail. I haven't watched the movie in a while. And then they brought the club back, but it wasn't the same. But it was a big deal. Yeah, it was very big. I mean, Mick Jagger, who's still alive, yes, and Keith Richards, and basically everybody who was famous at the time was there, and it was Velvet Ropes and everything else. So, yeah. If you want to know about it, watch the movie with Ryan Phillippe here, find a documentary. So, anyway, that's how it's going to be at the gym. So, you're going to work out, get it in now. Or just consider making it through. I've never really had a bad experience when I've done Christmas gift shopping on Black Friday. But everybody was cool. We waited in line. We talked. Excuse me. I wouldn't recommend moving on Thanksgiving and then going shopping for home stuff. I've done it, so that's why I can say it. But, yeah, and not the best idea. Anyway, another topic is this decade is ending. I've done a lot of stuff this past 10 years. Moved time zones multiple times. Because as my listeners know, when I first started the show, I was in Houston. I had moved to Houston in 2012. And I'm sorry, I don't regret moving. I regret not doing it sooner. And that's usually my MO. I don't regret any. I regret a lot of stuff, but I regret not doing it sooner. Like staying in Washington. Okay, okay. Yes, I know. Staying in low pays as long as I did, not leaving them sooner. So, yeah, that was my thing. Then moving back to Georgia for a little bit, then coming to Charlotte and enjoying being in Charlotte. Having the whole, again, Cajun thing, learning how to be on my own more. Starting a business, multiple businesses, because I did my soap making. I did this podcast. I worked in oil and gas. I figured out what kind of niche I want in my next jobs. I learned to walk away from bad ones and be like, no. I learned to research how much I should make for a job, which is something I can say I don't think my college really taught me to do. Or even my parents and our parent, because you know, whatever, he wasn't around. So, yeah, I learned that stuff on my own. Even going back to the National Novel Writing Month, I finished 2 drafts of novels that I wrote. I taught screenplay writing. I even wrote a couple of screenplays. I got to re-edit one, but I still wrote it. It's on my computer. Okay, so it's in my cloud. But it's still somewhere, and I did it. I got back into writing I even dusted up on my Spanish and French, which is not the best. But again, I haven't really spoken it on a daily basis since freshman year of college, I guess. So that was like 2001, 2002. But it's still there. And it feels pretty good. And yes, I know I put down NPR because before I started the show, while I was doing my hair, yes, I was doing my hair today. Okay, I was replatting it and putting leave-in on it that had a whole wall in it. But that's another thing. I went back to natural hair, went to relaxers, went back to natural hair, and actually got better at plaiting my hair. It's something. It's an accomplishment because it's a lot of hair. And, yeah. So, yeah, I was enjoying Modern Love, which is a podcast. I've read the essay, but I prefer listening to it. There's something about hearing the story. And I've tried watching the Amazon. And maybe it would be better had I not read and listened to the podcast first. Because I just could not get into the Amazon series. And again, this is just me. Because obviously, this is my podcast. And I do value and appreciate you guys giving me your perspective. But in this case, this is just my personal opinion about it. I like listening to that podcast. And oddly enough, I guess it's listening to my own voice. I've never listened to an episode of my own show. I appreciate you guys listening. It's a self-conscious thing. A lot of people, a lot of radio people are like that, getting uncomfortable with listening to their own voice. And that's also why with the Modern Love podcast, they have actors read the stories. And that's very interesting because they even ask, they interview the actors and the essay writers afterwards. Like, well, the one I listened to before the show started was with Alicia Keys. And it's like, why did you choose to read this story? Because there are so many essays. I think that column's been around for over 10 years. I'll have to check. And it was because New York was home. The episode was about a lesbian couple holding hands in Brooklyn. And the homophobia they experienced because one of the wives in the relationship was from Jamaica, and this Jamaican guy called her out, why are you holding hands? I'm like, yeah, it's just American, and maybe it's my Zodiac sign. I'm like, oh, okay. I mean, I'm not used to it, but it's not like, it's like, oh, okay. Like, seeing an interracial couple in the South, not racist, but you're just not used to it. And it was like, oh, okay, whatever. Going back to my business. But this person who was also from Jamaica just called him out and harassed him. And the woman's essay was a column, was in the Modern Love column 2 years ago. And they also interviewed the editor, why did you choose to publish this one? And they interviewed her and her wife. I think her name was Nicole. And her wife was named Emma. And I can remember the Emma part because one of my great aunts is named Emma. I know, totally random, but that's how I can remember her wife's name. It works. It's a reference point for me. And I just got the 90-second mark. So, yeah, if you guys would like to check it out or even start by reading the column first, because there are a lot of columns and it's a very interesting psyche. And no, they're not paying me to say this. I'm just, it's a podcast that I like and a column I like. And again, could not get into the Amazon show. And if you guys would like to tell me why you like the Amazon show, I'm open to it. You have my email address. There's the one for my podcast. Well, the one for my soaps, which is the one that's that ends in 2004. And then there's my personal one, which ends in 2005. And yes, I am on Twitter. So yeah, I love your opinion. And yeah, I've got 2 more episodes this year. I'm not sure. I know I'll do an end of the year one, but the next one, I don't know. And I'm happy I've done 2 episodes this month. So thank you guys for listening. And see, I'm not sure if I told you guys before, but I hope you had a happy Thanksgiving. And if you celebrate, well, if you celebrate Thanksgiving, and yeah, thank you for listening. I will have 2 episodes next month before the month ends. So thank you for listening. This is Rambles. I'm Anita, and I will talk to you later. Bye.